coming yet.
Any second now. It's almost here. Prepare yourselves. I can't wait.
Great God!
Hello, I'm Molly Bloom. Hello? Hello? Isn't it annoying when you say hello and you don't get a response? Well, if you're human, shout out to all the humans out there. If you're human, then you would probably respond with a hearty hello back.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Now think about all those computers you use. Are they talking to you? In a way, yes. Think about the apps, websites, tablets, or phones, or even video games that you play. They communicate, don't they? But they can't just do that. Somebody had to program them. Everything a computer is able to do is because someone, somewhere, told it what to do and how to do it. On today's minisode, we're talking about computers. Actually, we're talking about how we talk to computers. We spoke with two people to get a little more insight into how this works. The words coding and programming are used to describe the way we're able to control what computers are able to do. Coding and programming involves writing in a very specific language that computers have been designed to understand. Just like we use English or French or Chinese or sign language, computers have different languages too. Maybe you've heard of C++ or JavaScript or Ruby or Python. Those are all languages that we use to program computers. So how do you do it? Jared is just getting started teaching himself how to code, and Peter's been working with computers for over 20 years.
I am Jared Olmsted, and I am 13.
I'm Peter Carman, and I'm a software engineer.
I don't code yet. I mainly tweak aspects of the code, but I do know how some of the code works. Like, just tiny things can completely change the way something works.
Programming is all about controlling the flow of decisions.
When someone says code, they mean basically the language of computers. It's how computers speak with each other and how you can speak to a computer.
A computer executes commands, basically. It executes instructions. And if we were to look at those, it's sort of the way the computer sees them, they just look like a series of on and offs, which is binary. It's zero is off and one is on. But at a human level, our computer languages take what's a human way of making an instruction and translating that into something a computer can understand.
There's a lot of ifs, ands, and ors. If this program is running this, do this. It is a lot like you're commanding them to do something.
The power that a programmer has is how to tell the computer when to interrupt what it's doing and do something else. And that kind of control is just like reading a Choose Your Own Adventure book. When you get to the end of the page and says, if you pick up the fire extinguisher and put out the fire, go to page 100. Otherwise, go to page 50. That same kind of logical control happens.
The internet is one big community. It's like a community garden. Everyone who has to do their part to keep it alive.
Want to learn to start coding like Jared and Peter? Head to our website brainson.org for some information on how to get started. While you're there, you can find past episodes or write to us with your questions and ideas. You can also download past episodes in the iTunes store. This episode was produced by Molly Bloom and Mark Sanchez with Levi Weinhagen. Thanks for listening.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.